Morning, Dr. Schneider, catering a six-minute walk test on Richard Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan. On 11/20/25, Mr. Brown performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, your urinary saturation was 97% period. The patient walked 408 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 93% period. The paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on June Lovelace. This goes to Dr. Miner on 11/20/25. Mrs. Lovelace performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airway obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 2/19/25. There's been no significant change period. In paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Malaysia, MAHLYSIA Hankins, HANKINS. On 11/20/25, Mr. Hankins performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction at lower lung volumes period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/22/25, there's been no significant change period. In paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component consistent with asthma or asthmatic bronchitis. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Tammy Sayer, S-A-Y-R-E. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 11/20/25, Mrs. Sayer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The ALC index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FDF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/4/25, there's been slight deterioration period in the paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Carlisle, C-A-R-L-I-S-E. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 11/20/25, Mr. Carlisle performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/10/25, there's been slight improvement period of paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing slight improvement period. Thank you.